This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. For the past 3 years, baseball season has come and gone without a minor league team in Kalamazoo. The Kalamazoo Kings ceased operations after the 2010 season, after 10 years of play in the Frontier League. But next summer, a new team will play ball in Kalamazoo. The Northwoods League is adding a team that will play its home games at Homer Stryker Field. I spoke with Kalamazoo baseball managing partner Brian Calipi and John Bollinger, assistant general manager of the new Kalamazoo baseball team. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
So after a few years, baseball is going to be back in Kalamazoo. Why Kalamazoo? Why is it a good place to put a minor league baseball team?
It's got everything you'd want for as far as what a Northwoods League team wants in a city, in a community. We've got a team over in Battle Creek, Michigan, 30 minutes down the road right now. That's going in our seventh year. So we've been able to do really well over there financially, making it long-term sustainable on the field. We've won a Northwoods League championship. So Kalamazoo's it's got a great market. The ballpark is in tremendous shape. We've got a great relationship and great people over in the Parks and Rec Department who are all about making this thing sustainable and long-term. So it's really a perfect situation for what we want in a team.
Tell people a little bit about the Northwoods League. What sort of, before Kalamazoo has had independent Class A baseball, what's the Northwoods League like?
Yeah, actually, I played in the Frontier League when I played minor league baseball. So I know I'm very familiar with the Frontier League. That's a tremendous league as well. Difference between our league is actually they're collegiate players, and this is the top summer collegiate league in the country. So we've Battle Creek last year and even Kalamazoo now, we're locking in players from schools like LSU, was in the College World Series. Arkansas is the number one team in the country. So these are big-time schools with big-time talented players that are former draft picks and going to be future draft picks. So these guys are, we've got guys that played here. Max Scherzer, one of the top pitchers in the league, played out here. Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in the American League, he played out in this league. So they're really future talent, future MLB stars that are playing. So on the field, you can expect, top-level elite talent. And then off the field, we run it just like a minor league team. So, we've got the fireworks shows, the promotions on the field, the giveaways. It's really anything you'd expect at a Lansing Lugnuts game, at a Whitecaps game. We're going to be, you can expect it out in Kalamazoo.
So since they're collegiate players, they're not getting paid.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's their NCAA status is still eligible. So we bring them into town. We host them with host families. There's a lot of other leagues around the country that, they have fees and all these different expenses they have. We cover all that through the team. So it's really for a player. They're getting looked at by, 5 to 10 MLB scouts every game. Mm-hmm. They have a chance to play against the top talent in the country. So for a college player who's trying to make it to the pros, there's not a better league to be a part of because you're playing against the best players. You're getting looked at by the top scouts. So it's a great situation for players as well.
Yeah, it's also a great warm-up for the minor leagues. The Northwoods League plays the most games of any league in summer collegiate baseball. They play 70 games in 73 days. So for these guys to play that many games in that amount of days, to travel the road trips that they do, some of the bus rides, especially from Battle Creek, it's eight hours on a bus overnight, and they play the next day. So to get that experience, that grind, to play every day and what it's like to be on the road, it's very similar to a minor league experience. So, these guys, when they do get drafted, they're going to go in prepared, already having been through something like that as they move forward in their careers. So it's just a great experience overall for them.
With all due respect to the Frontier League and those who have played in the Frontier League, it's a little more likely here when you're talking collegiate players that you are seeing someone who one day you're also going to see play in the major leagues.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I say that not trying to knock the Frontier League because I'm knocking myself, but I was good enough to play in the Frontier League, but I was not good enough to make it in Northwoods League because it's such a hard league to get in. In the last year alone, just last year in Battle Creek, I turned down almost 1,000 kids to play. So we have a lot of options to choose from. It's very competitive, so every other team in our league has the same problem. So, it's talent wise. Like I said, we're getting guys now that are on their way up. Mm-hmm. These guys are freshmen, sophomores at big schools that are going on to be future MLB, future minor league players. In the Frontier League, you might get a guy who didn't get drafted that's you know, was borderline, that was, you know, trying to hang on, or a guy that was drafted, was cut, and is trying to make it back through the Frontier League. So, and Frontier League still has great players, but you're just getting guys a little earlier who are more on the rise is kind of the best way to look at it.
Absolutely. And just last year alone, they had over 130 players drafted into Major League Baseball. And we've had over the 20 years that the North League's been around, 120 people have made it up to Major League Baseball. So, yeah. Again, you're getting the top talent, you know, in the country at a young age, the future stars of tomorrow. And it's exciting to watch them out there. And especially too, because they're still grinding, you know, they want to earn it. They want to get to that next level. So, you know, they play with a passion and a fire to get up.
Yeah. There's no NFL lockouts here for with us. Too, yeah. You know, they're playing, there's no money. It's not, yeah. it's all for the love of the game.
Yep.
It's really refreshing to see these guys out there playing hard.
Brian, you mentioned that off the field is going to be similar to what people see mm-hmm. at other minor league parks. How important is the events surrounding the game to the experience the fan's going to have?
Well, you got it. I mean, you said it right there. We don't call them games in-house with our front office. We call them events. Mm-hmm. We put on events, and we want baseball to be the last thing you see or last thing you really notice at a game. We want it, that carnival atmosphere where you're walking in, you know, the food and beverage is top-notch, the promotions, mm-hmm. you know, the giveaways that you come in and you're getting. The on-field promotions, we want you to leave going, what did I just see at that game? Mm-hmm. You know, what was going on? It's crazy, you know, crazy fun things that are all family friendly, but just a lot of fun. And that's kind of the best way we want to describe our team, is fun first, baseball second. Mm-hmm. And so it's all going to go into fan experience first, the promotions, everything we do. And then at the same time, leave going, wow, these guys were some really good players out there as well. You know, it's baseball. Summertime, it's the best months of the year. June, July, and August are beautiful months for weather and everything. So you're not dealing with the April snow days at some of these minor league teams. Yeah. I've been to, you know, Lansing Lugnuts games in April where I've got a hoodie on and gloves. You know, we're not dealing with that. We're in the best months of the year. So it's a great situation for Kalamazoo.
There have been a couple of minor league teams here in Kalamazoo over the last 15, 20 years with the Kodiaks. Who were here for only 3 years, and then the Kings, who had a longer run and also won a championship in the Frontier League. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, ownership of those two teams decided that it was not worth staying on in Kalamazoo one way or another. The Kings mm-hmm. just basically ceased operations. Mm-hmm. Why can this team be an anchor here in Kalamazoo, be something that people can come to see for many years?
Well, I appreciate you reminding me of that championship, because I was on the team when Kalamazoo beat us for that. So
sorry.
Thanks for that friendly reminder. No, it was I definitely had some good times there. But yeah, no, we in Battle Creek, we came into extremely similar situation where there was two single A teams, the Yankees that were in there for 2 years, couldn't survive, left. The Devil Rays came in for 2 years, couldn't survive, and left. And we've come in now in our seventh year in Battle Creek. We're better than ever financially. It's sustainable. And now adding another team in Kalamazoo, it helps with expenses as far as bus travel. And more, as more teams come into Michigan, it's going to help that team and Kalamazoo as far as that side of it goes. So we have a proven track record in Battle Creek being able to do that. The same people that have done that in Battle Creek are going to be coming over here to Kalamazoo doing the same thing. A lot of the same overall principles. We're going to have two separate front offices, so it's going to be completely separate when it comes to that. But we're very confident in what we've been able to do over there. And I think with a bigger market, a great stadium, just a great atmosphere of all the mixes coming together that we talked about earlier, I think it's going to be even more successful. And I think that curve of getting it to where we want to be is going to be even quicker than in Battle Creek, where it's gotten, where we're at now, if that makes sense. So like I said, we're so excited to be here. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, there's gonna be a nice little rivalry with Battle Creek and Kalamazoo. I think there's already that natural kind of rivalry between the two cities. They're close enough together where that's there, but they're far enough apart to where it's going to be a good situation for a I-94 battle, you know, every year.
You mentioned Homer Stryker Field, where mm-hmm. you'll be playing. Any plans for improvements, changes, anything down the road there? Or is it going to be pretty much as it is now?
No, we do have some renovations mm-hmm. planned. We're in the process of that right now, figuring exactly what we want to do. We have some general ideas, but it's all going to be into improving the seating options and areas. You know, in our league, we have a lot of all-you-can-eat and all-inclusive areas, food and beverage, where someone can come to the game, pay $20 to $30 and get their ticket to the game, all the food they want, all the drinks that they want. And so it's all-inclusive areas are really popular, and it's kind of one of our staples as far as ticketing. So we're going to be building some areas that really unique, really make it into like a ballpark type of feel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing that here this offseason right now. So we're in the middle of planning that. We're going to be announcing some of those renovations later this fall. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're definitely going to be doing that. We got some short-term plans and some long-term plans too, where we want to continue to upgrade it, invest back into the ballpark, invest back into the community. And that's where we're going to be working this offseason, to get sponsors and community businesses that are willing to help bring back Kalamazoo and make it a ballpark and an atmosphere that people really want to be a part of year in, year out.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's going to be a complete community project. I mean, with the right partners on board, we're going to be able to do some unique things. At the same time, even with all the improvements that have been going into downtown Kalamazoo, revitalizing that area, I mean, we really think that we can be an addition to that redevelopment. So, you know, with the new stadium plans and getting, you know, those new areas up and running and making the stadium fresh and, you know, just creating more spots for fans to have a fun experience, I think is ultimately going to really help draw more fans, make it more exciting at the ballpark, and really just keep driving people downtown to Kalamazoo.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Brian Calopy is managing partner, and John Bollinger is assistant general manager of the new Kalamazoo baseball team. You might have noticed one thing missing from our conversation, a nickname. A contest is being held to name Kalamazoo's new minor league baseball team. They have narrowed the suggestions down to 5 finalists. Those are the Cabbies, the Clutch, the Kraken, the Kangaroos, and the Growlers. Links with more information about Kalamazoo baseball and the contest to name the new team can be found at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.